Didn't know what time it was. The lights were low. She's gonna switch us right now. Or wait, I'm just gonna mute you. Sorry. You can play. Whatever. Sorry. Okay, you're on. Hello, hello. All right, everybody. Here's Daniel Marner. I'm so excited to share his music today. He's playing acoustic guitar and singing for us. So I think it's going to be a really wonderful little acoustic set. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Daniel Marner. I'm going to do some covers. I'll do some originals. We're going to mix it up. Big thank you to Amelia for letting me borrow her guitar and do weird tunings to it.
Of course.
Because we're going to get started with Parasite by Nick Drake.
Woo!
It's a really great song.
Love Nick Drake.
All right. Lifting the mask from a local clown, feeling down like him. Seeing the light in the station bar, traveling far in sin. Sailing downstairs to the northern night, watching the shine of your shoes. Hearing the trial of the people there, who's to care if they lose? Take a look, you may see me on the ground. For I am the parasite of this town. Dancing a chick in a church with chimes, sign of times today. Hearing no bell from a steeple tall, people all in dismay. Falling so far on a silver spoon, making the moon for fun. Changing a rope for a size too small, people all get hung. Take a look, you may see me coming through. For I am the parasite who travels two by two. Lifting the mask from a local clown, feeling down like him. Seeing the light in the station bar, traveling far in sin. Sailing downstairs to the northern line, watching the shine of his shoes. Hearing the trial of the people there, who's to care if they lose? Take a look, you may see me on the ground. For I am the parasite of this town. Take a look, you may see me in the dirt. For I am the parasite who hangs from your skirt.
That was so beautiful. Oh, the Nick Drake. Yeah, me and Nolan were talking about how challenging that guitar is and how you're just killing it. Great job, Daniel.
Thank you, thank you. I think I'm gonna switch guitars real quick.
Go for it. While he is doing that, I'm just gonna talk about what we have coming up. Next week, Fossil is gonna be playing, which I'm really excited for that. They have a whole litany of originals, and I can't wait to have them come play on the show. And we also have a little ragtag band we're kind of trying to pull together. Might happen next week. So I'm really excited to share that all with you. Seems like Daniel's ready.
I am. We're going to do, this is my favorite song ever, actually.
Woo!
This is The Luckiest Guy on the Lower East Side by the Magnetic Fields. We're going to do a lot of magnetic fields today.
Love that.
So, yeah, we'll get started with this one. Yeah. Andy, bicycle across town in the rain to bring you candy. John would buy the gown for you to wear to the prom with Tom, the astronomer who'd name a star for you. But I'm the luckiest guy on the Lower East Side, 'cause I've got wheels and you wanna go for a ride. Harry's the one I think you'll marry, but it's Chris that you kiss after school. Well, I'm a fool, there's no doubt, but when the sun comes out, only when the sun comes out, I'm the luckiest guy on the Lower East Side, 'cause I've got wheels and you wanna go for a ride. The day is beautiful and so are you. My car is ugly, but then I'm ugly too. I know you'd never give me a second glance, but when the weather's nice, all the other guys don't stand a chance. I know Professor Blumen makes you feel like a woman, but when the wind is in your hair, you laugh like a little girl. So you share secrets with Lou, but we've got secrets too. Well, one, I only keep this heap for you, 'cause I'm the ugliest guy on the Lower East Side, 'cause I've got wheels, you wanna go for a ride.
I love that, Daniel. That was so beautiful. Ah, we were all talking about how, like, if there was a Spotify album of this, I would just literally sit and intently listen to it.
We're going to work on it. We'll get there.
He's getting there. Yeah, Daniel's recording this weekend in the studio.
Super exciting. Yeah, I'll actually do that song. It's a duet, but I'll do it later in the set. So everyone, we can get a little preview.
Yay, I love that. Yeah, because you're having some other instruments in the studio this weekend, right?
Yeah, we got drums. We got Benicio on sax coming in. We have Matthew Dacey on bass. And then Nolan's going to do violin for me, which is very exciting.
That is so exciting.
It's great, yeah.
Nolan, a man of many talents.
Yeah, look at him go. We're going to do a song called You, 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 You by The Sixth.
Beautiful. Go for it. Can you...
Even though I met you only recently, I find myself falling in love with you. I don't know quite how to put this decently, but what's the chance that you could love me too? Who could make my dreams come true and turn my gray sky blue? Why, it's you, 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 you. Who. Like amorous lovebirds do, and made my world seem new. Tis you, 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 you. You make me feel like I'm 17 again. You make everything beautiful seem true. I can't wait to go to sleep and dream again, 'cause every dream I dream's a dream of dreamy little you. Who can make my dreams come true and turn turn my gray sky blue. Why, it's you, 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 you. Like amorous lovebirds do, and made my world seem new. Tis, tis you, 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 you. You make the world go round, the sun come up and down, the flowers bloom, and may the children laugh and play. Make my dreams come true and turn my gray sky blue. Why, it's you, 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 you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Like amorous lovebirds do, I made my world seem new. Tis, tis you, 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 you.
I love that, Daniel. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to ask you just some questions.
Go for it.
So when did you start learning to play guitar?
Summer going into sixth grade, so 7-8 years at this point, I think.
You play like a madman. Wizard. Wow, that's awesome. I feel like it gets ingrained in you after
yeah,
a while.
You stop thinking about it. Like, yeah. I don't think I've gotten better in 4 years, which is fine, because, like, I'm just like...
Well, you're
I can do everything I want to do at this
yeah.
point.
Yeah. what about singing? How long have you been singing?
Actually, it came along with guitar. Because my first guitar teacher, every month he would take me out to local bars in Houston and make me sing and play guitar.
Whoa.
And I'd never really sung before that. My brother did some singing, and I guess I you know, was around it a bit. Mm-hmm. But... yeah, I really got started just by playing guitar, and that's why I can't, like, separate the two.
Yeah, cool. So, yeah. Like, you, because you and I have talked about how you have theater experience,
I do have theater experience, yeah. So I started that in, like, seventh grade, and I think that actually helps a lot, like, with just, like, foundations and knowing my voice a lot better.
Also, just, like, being a performer.
Oh, too. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just, like, intonation and stuff like that. Yeah. All the little things you
pick
up. Yeah,
because you sing beautifully. You sing, like, you're classically trained.
Thank
like,
you.
Have you taken voice lessons?
I've taken a few, but I never really did it for, like, an extended period of time.
Yeah.
Just sing a lot.
Yeah, I love to ask because, like, at least for me, like, having a voice coach in high school to do those big, gnarly musical theater songs, like, I needed a
oh,
voice
absolutely.
Coach.
For like, theater stuff, it was yeah. super helpful having my teacher.
I certainly find that the way I sing when I play guitar is much different than when I'm, like, performing with just vocals.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting doing the two different genres and, like, finding the middle ground in pop mm-hmm. music.
And I also think it, like, your sound becomes... when you are accompanying yourself, this whole sound of, like, yourself, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's there. Like, I never play guitar without singing. Like, that's mm-hmm. why I don't do any so... Every time I pick up a guitar, I sing along. And
mm-hmm.
whenever I sing, it's with a guitar. They're just inseparable.
Yeah, and I also just... I love how you can kind of... it almost acts as this, like, perfect foundative tuner for when you're singing.
Oh, for sure.
As well, yeah.
Also, for songwriting, it's so yeah. useful, like... like, every song I write occasionally on piano, but just having a guitar here and knowing it, I think, really helps.
Yeah, and that's honestly the biggest reason, like, why I started to learn how to play the guitar, because I was like, it is freaking difficult to write music with piano, because you're dealing with, like, chord progressions, and then that has to become something.
You know, but it's tough.
Yeah, so it's cool, because when you have a guitar, you can just kind of make a chord progression, you start strumming, you start making lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
That's at least how I have been doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
And it comes a lot easier. And I think that, like, for that reason, the guitar is very special, because it not only creates, like, one note, like a piano, like you hit a key, it makes a note, like you strum a guitar,
yeah,
and it gives you that whole chord.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What would you say has been most influential in, like, motivating you to continue to write music in college?
Like, I don't know, I think creative output and, like, expression is super important. Because I just kind of default to writing lyrics. If I get bored in a class, I just scribble and scribble. Well, also because, like, a need to get better at it. Like, I think you have to just keep doing it and be really bad at it for a long time until you get anything decent. So I try to stick to, like, the Beatles 10,000-hour rule. Like, just try and write as much as possible. Because I really am passionate about it. And I guess, well, I had one teacher in high school when I released my first single who sent me this awesome email. And so whenever I don't want to do, like, music, I just think about him. I'm like, I should do it for Mr. Call.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. And we have those people that inspire us that kind of sit in the back of our minds.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think that it's also important for people that are music educators to, like, realize how big and influential
they're huge.
That,
oh, for
that
sure.
impact is. Especially, like, low-key for me, like, I have the little cynic in the back of my mind that takes the form of my voice coach.
Yeah,
I just
have
to unplug her sometimes. So I'm really happy to hear that you had such positive influence from your teachers.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially, like, I loved what you had to say about your guitar teacher taking you out and making you play in
public. Thank you, Alex. That was great. Like, there's no better, because I don't really get stage fright anymore. And I used to be, like, petrified, but he just made me do it so much. Mm-hmm. It's really nothing at this point.
And it's a really magical thing because you're like, I could embarrass the hell out of myself.
Yeah, I was 11.
That is amazing. And getting that experience from such a young age is honestly, like, not very typical.
No.
Especially when it comes to accompanying yourself. So
that's what got me, like, writing stuff.
That checks. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I will think of more questions to ask
awesome.
You. But in the meantime.
I'm going to go into some originals,
please.
I think. This one, so I wrote this one, it's actually called an original arrangement, but it's Max's song. So, yeah, I'm gonna get started. It's a short song, by the way. Where did sweet Evelyn go? She's always running off with boys. I don't know. Whoa, whoa. When will she stumble on back from the garage behind the track? What has been said? Her eyes are red. What does she keep in her purse? I saw her get them at the nurse. What does she hide inside? Where did my Evelyn go? We used to draw and paint and sew. I would play hide and go seek at the department store each week. She'd tag along, nothing was wrong.
Love that. That had, like, it kind of reminded me of Nico. I don't know why you sound.
Yeah.
You, like, really Nico. Remind me of Nico. If anybody doesn't know who Nico is, she's one of the members.
She
of
rocks.
Yeah.
She's so good.
Isn't she's in the Velvet Underground?
Yeah, she is. And then she did, like, solo stuff.
Yeah, I love her.
Oh, I
music.
Should do some Velvet Underground. I might do that later if I have time.
Inspiration.
Yeah.
And yeah, what I would love also is, as you're introducing these originals, just to, like, tell us a little bit about what you wrote them about.
Yeah, that last one was a really short one, just about the perspective of someone who's kind of stuck in really not understanding his surroundings and his relationships, and he's not fully like engrossed in the adult world. I think there's something really beautiful about, like, the innocence, but also kind of sad. So I hope it was pretty and sad at the same time. Because it's kind of it's a sad song. I feel bad for him.
Oh, yeah, it was kind of somber, but it's, like, more potent and sweet, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Yeah, this next one is a little sweeter, so. This one's called Mrs. Maisie Had a Baby.
Ooh.
It's about, I'm from Houston, and I really, most of these songs explore, like, little stories from a town called Odessa in West Texas. I just like writing about people. And this is about a middle-aged woman who's on the, like, board of the local school, and she has a kid, and they throw a little baby shower, and then it goes into different things. But effectively, that's what we're going
to
hear.
Songs to tell a story. It reminds me of, like, Maxwell Silverhammer vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
All right.
Yeah, so this is Mrs. Maybe. Mrs. Maisie had a baby.
Mrs. Maisie had a baby.
I've no need for homes. I'm not home anywhere, but it's not scary. Oh, everybody's changing. I might as well get used to it. Just kick this, lose a couple more friends in a little bit. What the hell's a quaalude? It's just a little thing that Bowie sings. It can't be true. It couldn't be you. We don't need cigarettes. We don't need smoke. Not if we wanted them. We're flat out broke. And I'm wrapped up in your Sherpa coat. We're peas in a pod. Won't you please have some ants on a lark? Did you hear about the news on 7th Street? We simply must meet the pride of Lewis Elementary. Miss Maisie's on the board, you see, so the ISD's thrown a party. Mrs. Maisie, it's a little boy. Let's wrap him up in blue corduroy and fuzzy things. We're keeping everything. We'll keep his baby teeth. The cufflink box will keep his laughter in our winter socks. We've been so lucky. Tell me who lifts the sleep from your head. Although we're better off in bed, who paints the scene, tidies the room for me to be with you, who does the math, goes to class so we could get through physics one. I wrote you notes, I didn't listen close, but we were having lots of fun. Who shines our shoes and sweeps the flues so that our lungs don't fill with smoke? Your sweet perfume, your autumn hue of the day when we first spoke. Plucks my brows and milks the cows so we could have this lovely drink. Mows the lawn, sings a song so that we never have to think or ever doubt that this ring is our world spinning around, spinning around, round and round, round and round. and round, round and round.
I loved that one. It was so beautiful. And just long enough for me to go sit in the studio.
You got it. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, I loved that. So, like, when you write these songs, like, do these ideas just kind of, like, come to you? Like, how? I don't know. Do you have prompts?
I have to, like, sit down for, like, extended periods of time and write. Like, it's a very slow process for me.
Totally.
Like, it starts with phrases. Just thinking about phrases and images that I like.
Mm-hmm.
One of these actually, like, the line, "We'll keep his baby teeth in the cufflink box." It's because my dad actually did that.
Aww.
Because, like, a few years ago, I was looking for cufflinks, and I found, like, some teeth. It was kind of disgusting, but a little sweet.
That is sweet.
So, yeah,
I like
you get
think
it from
sweet.
Around things.
Yeah, and I so, like, personally, my childhood, like, emotional attachment stuffed animal was named Maisie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Maisie the Mouse, actually.
Oh, I love that.
Loved that TV show. But
that's great.
Yeah, it's a great name.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very sweet. All right, well, let's get into the next one.
Yeah. This will be another original. I'm just going to do the one that I'm going to actually get in the studio tomorrow and record this one. So we should get it on Spotify, like the full production in a little bit. This one I actually co-wrote with my friend Kyle back home. Yeah, so this is meant to be a duet, and I'm just going to adjust it so I can sing it. And yeah, it's called "We Are Vikings, Lost in Time."
Ooh, love the name. All right.
Cool.
Yeah.
I don't want you around. You're not my brother. I found the baggie in the kitchen drawer. I don't need your hug. You're not my mother. You left my cash inside the dollar store. You're a real hotshot now. Thought we made a vow. You're only living for a hedonistic princess. You're a whore. I wish that things would change. Never to change. She is my haven. She is my home. She is the only comfort I've known. It hasn't been the same. Never the same. It is really such a shame. Let's go back to living on the lam. Let's run a pool hall scam. Let's steal a glass of wine and pound it like we're Vikings lost in time.
Oh my goodness, the lyrics are awesome in that one. Let's pound this glass of wine and sing like we're Vikings lost in time.
Go for
have
it.
Have that one stuck in my head.
Yeah, that one, me and Kyle, we just watched Superbad. And we were like, what's a song that sounds like Superbad? So it's just about like two friends.
That's awesome.
Like finding each other again after some frustrations.
Yeah, Superbad, what a movie.
It's amazing. Kim, could you plug my laptop in? It's a great movie, and it was really fun working with him. He is on Bandcamp, The Lovely Trees, if anybody wants to listen. I love his music.
Cool. Yeah, shout out to The Lovely Trees. And again, just like shout out to the tight friendships we make through making music together.
Oh yeah.
For example, like that piece of music, I'm sure we'll always have him be in it for you.
Oh yeah, every time.
And I think that's quite magical. All right, what's your next one?
We're going to do some Belle and Sebastian, which is one of my most
beautiful.
Favorite bands. We're going to do Piazza New York Catcher, which is from Dear Catastrophe Waitress.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's a lovely song.
Yay.
cope with me, Miss Private, and we'll sail around the world. I will be your Ferdinand and you my wayward girl. Many nights of talking in hotel rooms can you take? Many nights of limping round on pagan holidays. Oh, elope with me in private and we'll set something ablaze. A trail for the devil to race. San Francisco's calling us, the Giants and Mets will play. The odds of New York catcher, are you straight or are you gay? We hung about the stadium, we've got no place to stay. Hung about the tenderloin and tenderly you tell about the saddest book you ever read. It always makes you cry, the statue's crying too, early May. I love you, I've a drowning grip on your adoring face. I love you, my responsibility has found a place. Besides you in strong warnings in the guise of gentle words. Wave upon me from the family wider net absurd. You'll take care of her, I know it. You will do a better job. Maybe, but not what she deserves. The catcher hits for 318 and catches every day. The pitcher puts religion first and rests on holidays. He goes into cathedrals and lies prostrate on the floor. Knows the drink affects his speed, he's praying for a doorway back into the life he wants. The confession of the bench, life outside the diamond is a wrench. Elope with me, Miss Private, and we'll drink ourselves awake. Taste the coffee houses and award certificates. A privy seal to keep the feel of 1960 style. Comment on the decor and we'll help the passerby. And at dusk when work is over, continue the debate. A borrowed bedroom, virginal and spare. I wish that you were here with me to pass the dull weekend. I know it wouldn't come to love my heroine pretend. A lady stepping from the songs we love until this day. Settle for an epitaph like Walk Away Renee. The sun upon the roof in winter will draw you out like a flower. Meet you at the statue in an hour. Meet you at the statue in an hour.
Woohoo! I loved the balanced fashion. So beautiful. So, like, tell me about how you decide, like, which songs you want to cover.
Usually it's just like, I don't know. I'll usually just get it from my own library, just stuff I listen to. Mm-hmm. So, and Belle and Sebastian and the Magnetic Fields are just very, very simple, like very well constructed pop songs. And I think when it's just you and a guitar, you have to focus on like, it's just like the simplicity of it. And I think Belle and Sebastian, they do it so well. And the lyrics are so lovely. And yeah, no, I love it.
Yeah, and I also just, like, find that when I'm listening to music, like, I listen to things that I see myself singing well.
Oh, yeah. No, every time.
Yeah. And I think that, like, almost having that, like, lens with which I'm, like, listening to music, it makes me appreciate so much more music I cannot sing.
Yeah, definitely. Because, like, because I'm not really a tenor. And so yeah. I miss out on singing so much rock because I don't really, I just can't get up there. So yeah. I just, like, I have to do, like, low-key songs. But, like, that's what I prefer to do. So
well,
I made it work.
You sing beautifully, and I think it's important to remember that so many fronts of bands don't sing beautifully. And I think that there's something really special about having just an acoustic guitar as your accompaniment because it lets your voice be heard in
yeah,
a really
it's a lot more intimate,
way.
Too.
Yeah,
especially
totally.
With the lyrics and, like, you know, it's just, like, it's much more storytelling, I think,
yeah.
in a lot of ways.
Especially because it's, like, you can, as you listen to it, hear, like, the way you playing the guitar, I mean, as with any guitarist, like, shifts and changes
yeah,
with
totally.
The way you're singing, too.
Yeah, I get to, like, set the tempo as I want.
Yeah, and I think that that's something that's, like, totally different when it comes to, like, working with a band because that music is coming from a group of, like, five people versus what you're doing here is really cool because it's just one man making this music.
It is cool kind of to have all that, like, freedom and, like, the ability to mess around with whatever and take it at your own pace. And
yeah.
Yeah, you can do a lot of cool stuff.
At the same time, though, it's like you only have yourself to rely on. So
yeah, I mean, I've done it so much, you get used to it after.
Totally. You know. And I think that that's a really exciting place to be because a lot of solo artists, at least myself included, I get so nervous about accompanying myself because it's something that's really kind of still uncharted territory.
I mean, it really takes years to get comfortable with it. Like, I really do have to thank my first guitar teacher because he just made me do it constantly. And, like, yeah, there's just a comfort level now. Mm-hmm. And it's like you need that if you're really going to perform and sell something.
Well, I'm sure he also saw something special in you, which motivated him to push you like that. So it's not just him. And yeah, I think that there it's really cool to watch a musician not only learn how to play an instrument, but how to accompany themselves with it as they learn that instrument, because then it becomes, you just play differently, I feel like.
Oh, definitely.
And better. So I think that's really cool and exciting and very inspiring too, at least for me as someone who is trying to learn how to play the guitar.
It just takes time.
Oh, it's so hard.
It is tough, yeah. The calluses too.
I know, my fingers are crazy actually. I hate it.
No, my left hand is just, the fingertips are turned to bricks at this point.
Yeah, like little pebbles on your fingertips.
Yeah, you get used to it.
Okay, well, right now it's 1:43, so you feel free to fill the rest of this time.
Yeah, sure.
You probably got like 3 or 4 songs.
Yeah, I'm gonna do another quick one.
Give us one more quick one, and then we have to do a PSA.
Yes, PSA, of course. We're gonna do a song called When You're Old and Lonely, and then we'll get right into a super awesome PSA from Meg.
No, Kim.
From Kim. From Kim, which is gonna be
Meg's
great.
In class.
Yes, thank you. All right.
When you're old and lonely, you will wish you'd married me. I could build a fire for you and bring you cakes and tea. When you're cold and hungry, I'll be waiting by the phone. You can call me up and tell me how you're all alone, all alone. When you're old and lonely, and the rush of life is past, days go by too slowly, and the years go by too fast. When your golden loneliness is heavier than stone, you can call me up and say, my God, I'm all alone, all alone.
Beautiful. I loved that. All right. Here's Kim with the PSA.
Hello, everyone. This is Kim. and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. And I have a little PSA about hand washing, which is important because everyone's sick. And I don't think it's because people don't wash their hands, but it's true. Okay. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu and coronavirus and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, mouth, unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with the tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, stay home and don't infect others. So true. That was very thorough. But yeah, again, this is Kim, Post Adolescence Glow, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Back to you, Studio D.
All right, I'm going to assume that we're back on the air now. All right, we got a couple more songs from Daniel. Feel free to just introduce them for the rest of the show.
Yeah,
I've asked you lots of questions today. I'll let Daniel go ahead and finish out the show. Yeah. I just want to say thank you so much to everybody who's been listening today. And thank you, Daniel. You're amazing. And also Plum Island, shout out to you.
Yeah. Big right. thank you to Amelia for letting me do this and setting this all up. It's really awesome just to be able to, just to sing, you know, and to play. And thank you to Kim and to Meg and everyone helping out behind the scenes who, like, make everything happen.
Yeah, we could not do it without them.
Yeah, it's tough.
Whew, you tell me. And this is exactly what I want. This is the highlight of my week every week. So I'm really happy to have y'all here.
Yeah. I'm going to do Romeo and Juliet by the Dire Straits.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Struck Romeo, sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Finds a streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?" Juliet says, "Hey, it's Romeo. You nearly gave me a heart attack." He's underneath the window, just singing, "Hey, la, my boyfriend's back." Shouldn't come around here singing up to people like that. Anyways, what you gonna do about it? Juliet, the dice is loaded from the start, and I bet you exploded into my heart. And I forget the movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. Come up on different streets, where both the streets are shame, both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dream your dream for you. Now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals? You can fall for chains of silver. You can fall for chains of gold. You can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. Promise me everything. Promise me through thick and thin, yeah. I just say, "Oh, Romeo, yeah." No, I used to have a scene with him. Juliet, when we made love, you used to cry. Said, "I love you like the stars above. Love you till I die. There's a place for us." You know the movie song. When you're gonna realize it's just that the time was wrong, Juliet. I can't do the talk like I talk on a TV. And I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. Can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat. The bad company. All I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme. Juliet, do the stars with you anytime. Juliet, when we made love, you used to cry. Said, "I love you like the stars above. Love you till I die. Where's a place for us?" And all the movie song. When you're gonna realize it's just that the time is wrong, Juliet. A love struck Romeo, sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Finds a streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?"
Yeah, that was Romeo and Juliet. And for our next song, I'm going to do a song called Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots by the Flaming Lips. Just such a great band.
I love this
one! Amelia, do you think you could like scroll up here for me? Awesome. Yeah, we're going to do Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. Oh, part one, because I don't know how I do part two. All right.
Is Yoshime. She's a black belt in karate, working for the city. She has to discipline her body, 'cause she knows that it's demanding to defeat those evil machines. I know she can't beat them. Oh, Yoshime, they don't believe me, but you won't let those robots see me. Yoshime, they don't believe me, but you won't let those robots defeat me. Those evil natured robots, they're programmed to destroy us. She's gotta be strong to fight them, so she's taking lots of vitamins, 'cause she knows that it'd be tragic if those evil robots win. And no, she can't beat them. Oh, Yoshime, they don't believe me, but you won't let those robots defeat me. Yoshime, they don't believe me, let those robots eat me. She may. Cause she knows that it'd be tragic if those evil robots win. I know she can beat them. Oh, Yoshime, they don't believe me, but you won't let those robots defeat me. Yoshime, they don't believe me, but you won't let those robots defeat me. Yoshime, they don't believe me, but you won't let those robots eat me. Yoshime, they don't believe me, but you won't let those robots eat me.
That is like one of my favorites. I was so excited that you did Yoshimi. I listened to that like all of my sophomore year.
Such a good album.
Through.
Oh, one of my favorites.
The Flaming Lips in general, like I love Do You Realize.
They have
well.
Such a huge influence on my sound. Like the stuff I produce.
Yeah, I can hear it.
It's a lot of like, hopefully when I get it on Spotify, you might be able to hear a bit of Flaming Lips.
Woo, I'm so excited. Yay. I'm going to like promo you so much.
That's going to be awesome.
And yeah, send me your single because I will post it on the Instagram.
Will do.
You have time. We have 3 minutes. If you want to play a 2-minute song.
A 2 minutes. Let me see if I have anything in here.
No pressure, though. And again, this is 91.5 WMFO, Freeform Radio. My name's Amelia Oliver, and I'm wrapping up the end of a 2-hour show this week for Post Adolescence Glow. This was first Plum Island, and then the amazing, talented Daniel Miner.
I do have one quick one that
All
I
right.
can do.
All right, give us a quickie.
Yeah, this is called Come Back from San Francisco by Stephen Merritt.
Woo!
Come back from San Francisco, it can't be all that pretty when all of New York City misses you. Should pretty boys in disco distract you from your novel, remember I'm awful in love with you. The trees to blow in like the moon needs poetry. You need me. Come back from San Francisco and kiss me. I've quit smoking. I miss doing the wild thing with you. Will you say I don't think so, but all I do is worry, pack bags, call cabs, and hurry home to me. You need me like the wind needs the trees to blow in, like the moon needs poetry. You need me when betray me with a kiss. Damn you, I've never stayed up as late as this.
All right, yay, perfect timing.
I think we beat the clock.
Yeah, it's 1:59.
Perfect, all right.
We'll go ahead and sign off and